This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
So, of course, like, I've got my laptop out and I'm like...
You have to.
It's attached to me at this point. But you hear all this stuff about, like, health issues with...
No, I know.
Your count,
yes.
Your men's count.
No,
things
it's,
like that.
We can say it. Your loads. I mean, we're
you
talking about your loads.
You need your loads to have a very high men's count these days. And so... I use some kind of like a protective thing. So I'm using like a large tortilla to kind of serve as like a
flour
barrier.
Flour or corn? Flour or corn?
Flour. Flour tortilla with big bubbles. Huge bubble.
That's how you know they made it right. Because it had to be so hot to bubble like that. So you got it on your, you know, got a tortilla.
Just creating the sort of interference for the RFIDs. But I'm getting like these looks and I worry like, am I committing sort of a cultural faux pas? Like, is this bad? Like, is what I'm doing really bad?
What country was this?
I was in Zurich. But people are looking like, is this weird? Like, I'm gonna have to eat this thing, aren't I? I'm gonna have to act like I meant to like roll this up and eat it. And the is my culture, we eat the computer in a tortilla. I'm gonna have to eat this whole damn thing right now. And what's this gonna do to my men's count?
Right, eating the processor.
Eat the computer.
Well, I'm sorry. I think I got us off on that track because I just asked you about your men's count. But yeah. We really do have to get into the show.
We can start the show. We can start the show.
Well, we can start it. And Tim can weigh in on this stuff, too. I mean, he's, you know, he's a man.
Talk about the count. Everyone.
What's your number, fella?
What's your number, guy?
Yeah. What is your number?
Out of what? I mean, what is a men's count? Give me some context here. I know nothing. I'm coming in blind.
Wow.
I don't want to just...
Okay. Yeah. No, that's cool. It's very respectful to, you know, we do these stories and it is a private conversation and for the guests to kind of come in fresh and not listen to that part is great.
And this is the Zoomers, loads. I think. I'm hanging out with all these Zoomers. It's in the culture today, like kids are really like these like young adults are really obsessed with like your the count in your your little swimmers.
Yeah, your men's count load. Yes,
sperm is, count. Right. I think that was my first guess as it came up. That's what I said. Is it
should
a
have
sperm
trusted
count?
That instinct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have two kids. Do we need to say any more?
Wow.
Okay. Mic drop moment.
So no, I've had a 5-year-old, an 8-year-old, and since the 5-year-old, several abortions. I've been.
Oh my god!
I've
yep.
Oh my god!
Instructed my wife. You know, I wouldn't say instructed. I'd say suggested strongly.
Hey, you know this. That's marriage, right?
It's her choice.
It's a partnership.
Ultimately, it's her choice, but yep. I make her feel the.
What are you gonna say? Nothing.
Here's what I do. I tell her how I feel about the situation.
Yeah.
And then I use passive aggressive techniques as she's using
so
the
effective.
Time to go, well, I guess that means we're going to have to find a new house.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Now I'm going to start taking more jobs that I don't want to take.
Sucks. Slamming I love this house. You liked it too, didn't you? Didn't you like living in this house?
And then she goes, fine, I'll go get this taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's happened a few times since
this is
why
the
past marriage,
5 years.
You know?
This works for me. Kevin, ask me what's wrong.
What's wrong, Hayes?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Oh, I'll just like
nothing.
Kind of, yeah. I'll just mope around the house and sigh and just
yeah.
What is the matter? It goes, nothing. I'm just
nothing.
thinking about the news you dropped on me the other night where I was trying to fucking relax and watch my watch the Dodgers, and you come in with this fucking news about, oh, guess what? I'm pregnant. Oh, great. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah, what's the matter? Nothing. Why does something have to be the matter?
Right.
I'm just stressed about you, your body, what you're doing.
We already have major like issues with our two kids that we do have.
Yeah.
And between us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like not going great. So
we have huge problems and now you're doing this.
So, but it's fine. It's totally fine. Nothing's going to matter. I'm like thinking about it. Am I allowed to think about it?
It's your choice. If you really want to have this baby, this third fucking baby, then we can figure it out. We'll figure it out. But I am personally on the record not into it.
Make it a choice. And choices have consequences. We talk about this all the time.
If the show is about anything, it's about that choices have consequences.
By the way, thank you guys for having me. I love doing a podcast at 5 o'clock on a Friday. It's my favorite time to commit to something. It's a great time.
It doesn't create
any conflicts with stuff I had planned and everything. It's a perfect time.
Imagine, family must like it. 5 o'clock.
Yes. For us too, having recorded at 5 o'clock every day this week, and how it builds, the energy builds.
Every episode, you've got more and more juice. Well, you got more gas in the tank.
I'm surprised you guys act that, because, you know, Fallon, Kimmel, Cordon, none of these guys tape on Friday.
Cordon Bleu.
None of these guys
and
tape
he works
on Friday.
Bleu, doesn't it?
They don't tape on Friday, and that's the fucking difference. And that's it. And that's why we're where we are, they're where they are.
And we'll talk about Jim in a minute.
I heard he only tapes on Tuesday. It's like a 10-hour day.
He just bangs him out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, live to tape. Mm-hmm. They book all the guests and they just cart him in and out, and you're done.
He's got it. They got to kind of prop him up. They shoot him so full of fucking dope to get him into that state so that he can do those songs.
Go-go juice.
And they've got that block of about 10 hours, and then he's basically comatose from that till the next record.
Till the next, Tuesday at 6 a.m.
Or he gets into the stash, and then you see what happened where he's humping the car in a fucking mouse suit.
And they do remotes. I heard the schedule is they tape all the in-studio stuff on Tuesday, then they do all the car stuff on Wednesday, and then it's off from Thursday to Tuesday again. Thursday to Tuesday. And, you know, Reggie can't be there Thursday, Friday. He's got something going on at Dynasty Typewriter. Then he's at the Smell. He's got the noise bands he has to check out, the art galleries he has to stop by. So it's tough to schedule that show.
Mm-hmm. The car stuff is Cordon is on his way home. And so they're like, okay, well, he's going to be in the car. Like we could set up cameras there and stuff. He's going to be singing a little song. So we might as well get that.
Right.
Yeah. That stuff is to and from Santa Barbara.
We'll talk about Jim. But we also want to say this is the power of your men's count, really, in a way, Tim, which is that this is your third time on the show, by announcing that you wanted to schedule another appearance. You did induce labor in John's partner.
It knocked another baby out of my wife.
That is incredible. You're the first time. I thought I've been on the show many times. I didn't know it was only three. I thought I've been on the show like 25
it
times or
feels that way. Doing the show once feels like doing a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We try to make sure you get your fill, you know?
So the first time I was on, you were in the hospital waiting for your wife to deliver.
I was in the hospital. I was in the bathroom of my wife's hospital room, and a nurse actually knocked on the door and was like, get the fuck in here. Your wife is having the baby.
Yeah. But the nurse turned out the nurse had to. She had a major pee moment.
That's right. And it was it was a ploy to get me out of the bathroom. But then the baby came as well. So everybody
A huge moment for you, no doubt. Not a significant moment in my life. Sort of a tidbit, interesting little side piece of my life, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
As you knew, before we started, I did not recall that until you brought it up. I didn't put those two things together. It took me a minute. I went, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I was.
Yeah, it was interesting. You did not remember Sean calling in from the hospital as his child was being born, but you did remember that we talked about Hubie Halloween.
The second episode, you instant recall for it, and you were like, "That was when we were going over Hubie Halloween." You remember?
Yeah. Since it's become one of my favorite movies.
It ages like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like a Gruyere.
It feels like a classic.
Cave Gruyere.
Feels like a classic now.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it funny how that happens? Isn't that funny how something comes out and you think, oh, this is just a movie I'm watching. And then...
just one of so many.
The vicious wheel of time grinds away so much. And all that is left then, the debris, the detritus is shuffled away. And Hubie Halloween stands alone, complete.
And now we're watching it, the family and I, we're watching it as a Christmas movie too, because we just like it as a Christmas movie. We just...
it's holiday. It's holiday.
It's a message. Yeah.
It's about holidays. Like, it's not, it doesn't matter. It's fucking Halloween, whatever, Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know. But I did want to say, Tim, I know that you have recently started a Patreon. We, of course, have been on Patreon for a little while. And so to the new people joining, I always say, come on in. The water's rapidly disappearing.
Yeah.
There was a certain level of cash going into Patreons when we got here.
Are people dropping off?
You know,
just a set amount of money to go around.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And everyone who comes in gets a little bit from everyone else. And the money pool is it's Scrooge McDuck's money pool. That's what
it is. There's a fixed number of adults with a fixed number of expendable income to subscribe to comedy.
First, so I've thought, I've been sort of, I've delved into this pool of fan funded stuff now that's sort of born out of the pandemic. And I think just the general direction that the business is going is if you're going to try to do anything outside of, a Marvel movie or something, you kind of have to do it on your own in certain different ways.
That's why I don't do Marvel movies. That's why I didn't do it either.
I stopped doing it. Here are my complaints with Patreon. Okay.
Hit me.
And I just want to say, this is Tim.
Yep.
This is Tim. And he's absolutely welcome to do this.
No,
I'm ready to tee off on this guy.
Yes.
Here's what I want to be
and
able to
if he's not allowed to be on Patreon anymore and like his money gets distributed or something, that's Patreon. That's their decision to make. I understand it.
Here's what I would hope that they can work towards, or because what I'm fundamentally saying is it's great and it works and it's pretty good at a lot
Cut
of things.
That part out, Kevin.
But here's what they should do: they should have an option to bundle things together and get some kind of deal. So we probably have a lot of crossover audience. I would think some, like The Best Show with Tom Sharpling. I would think the Chapo Trap House, a few other patron universes out there, hubs. Mm-hmm. There should be a way to go. These are my guys and gals. These are the five shows that I love. I want to pay for all of them and get like a discount or something. And then they figure it out.
They split the money evenly.
Well, yeah,
no matter how much, which is like the least listened to of that group, doesn't even matter. Yeah.
The Best Show, Chapo, and then us, I don't know which of these is the least popular. There's no way for me to calculate that, and I shouldn't.
And
have
it should not matter.
It shouldn't matter.
It's all content.
That will have to sort out. The devil. That's probably why they're avoiding.
That's great.
We solved it.
Hey, how about can I, as a Patreon channel, can I give a couple of these accounts away? Can I send one to my friend? Can I have a you know what I mean? There's no way to be like, it's like a guest, like a pass to go to a show. Doesn't exist. And so, you know, these high rollers, they don't sign up for anything. Give them a free thing so that then they tweet about it and talk about it and go, this is good.
Doughboys does that for us. We talked about this a little bit. When they get a message that's like, oh my God, like your show saved my life or whatever, like that's an automatic like laundry chute, they send it over to us where we will actually take care of them, but they have no, they say like they
what
have
do you
no
mean?
Time for
they,
that. Like,
they drop it in the incinerator. Yeah.
What do you, what do you mean? A free membership?
They send that, the subscriber, they cut their subscription and they send it to us.
Oh.
Because they say
they
that
just don't have the bandwidth like, to care emotionally for any of their listeners.
No. What, you know? I mean, listen, I don't know anything about that show. I assume it's it's those guys that I probably like. I know them.
Yeah,
the whitest. It's not the white.
And there's nothing.
The
to
birthday
know,
boys,
honestly. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Everybody seems to love it or something.
It's an anti-human show. Let's talk about what we're the sort of the future with. Patreon, they sent an email. Did you get the email today? They're making a lot of changes.
No, I didn't. What is the
They're shifting a little bit.
It's kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It is a virtual community space. Now you need to use the binoculars.
You get a Meta VR unit.
Oh, come on
Yeah, you strap into it.
Mm-hmm. You jack in. Right.
Come on.
In the base of the neck, and you enter in there and everyone's there like chilling out, like having a good time. You can drink, and you can go ask people for their money individually, and like they can, each subscriber can like give you their money, or you can be physical with them, you can take it.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people, I guess, are forming little like there are like Fagans and Artful Dodger type figures,
yeah,
in there.
Roving posses, and then like networks of like pickpockets, things like this.
Mm-hmm.
It just occurred to me, it's totally maybe slightly off subject, but would you ever envision Patron
yeah,
tequila.
It was formed by two guys named Pat and Ron, so it's easy to remember.
It's Pat, yeah.
They should get into the Patreon. There should be some kind of co-branding there. Anyways, what else can we look forward to in this meta patron world?
Yeah, it's kind of just like a Westworld type scenario where it's like you can go. You have to beat people up if you want to get the money. You can
you can kill. You can drink. They were really stressing that you can.
They
drink.
They kept talking about how you can drink, but they were saying that the drinks have like Bonito flakes sprinkled on. Mm-hmm. It's all these like artisan cocktails.
Yeah,
which is cool, but like. Me, guy like me, sometimes I just want a fucking cold glass of suds, dog.
PBR. Tall boy.
Mm-hmm. I don't need nothing fancy.
Fucking
all,
tall
all
boy.
Go in the same place, right? I'm going to piss it out later.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll just crack open a tall boy. I got a tall boy at the Palladium the other night. Local beer. I think it was a domestic beer. It was like $18.
Wow.
Whoa.
But
that's a lot.
Tall though, right?
That's,
I mean, it was about three
domestic.
It was three feet tall.
Yeah.
I went to a show.
Well,
like
$6 a foot, man. Mm-hmm.
I went to a show at the YouTube Theater. You've been down to the YouTube Theater there in Englewood? You ever been down there by the SoFi Stadium?
I like that theater a lot.
I got
all my favorite videos.
I got a round of drinks and a couple bags of chips. $100, ladies and gentlemen. $100 for a round of drinks and two bags of goddamn Mrs. Fields potato chips,
like,
or whatever they are.
Six and a half tall boys.
What are they?
Mrs.
What are they
Fields
called?
Chocolate potato.
No,
Mrs.
no.
Fields chocolate.
What's
potato
the potato chip? Chips that are a woman's name and they've got salt and vinegar and they're sort of the upgrade from the Lay's.
Miss
they're
Vicky's. You're
Miss Vicky's.
It's Vicky's. Mm-hmm.
They got Miss Vicky's there and Twizzlers and everything else, but I got a double bourbon on the rocks, one of those hard seltzers, maybe another beer and a wine and some chips. $100!
Unbelievable. That happens. I go, hands up. I put my hands up. I say, I don't want any trouble.
Yeah.
Just take it.
I just hand them over the credit card with the chip. I put the chip in. And they can, and I do the signing on the screen and everything. I do the tip.
I start telling them my name. I send the names of my kids. I go, yeah. I have a family. Like, please don't do this. There's no need for this.
They say, you need a receipt? I go, nah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm similar. I go, can I have two?
You get two receipts?
Yeah.
Gotta get some, one, gotta get my money's worth out of this. I'm paying.
You know what
enough.
I do?
Yeah. I'm buying them because I have one for me, and then I'm going to mail one to my dad, let him see how good I'm doing.
You know what I say? I do this sometimes. They'll say, do you want a receipt? I go, yeah, can I get two? And they go, really? I go, nah, I'm fucking with you. And they go, ah. They love it.
I pinch them a little bit. There's these fucking dude, sneeze guard type you. Things now that it's makes it harder really to hard. Do it. But if yeah. you, yeah, I'll go around. Sometimes go around the counter.
Well, in the Patreon community, it's a much better system, which is you pay $2,500 a month subscription fee. You drink as much as you want.
$2,500 a month?
$2,500 a month. Yes. It's billed at the top of the month, and then you can just go absolutely crazy. And they really want you to.
I wonder, you know, there's only so many of those credit card machines now. Like, what are the brands now? There's a few.
Square.
Toast.
Clover is one, I think.
Yeah.
Clover mm-hmm. Pay. I wonder if they could make a deal with, so let's say you're like a shoe store or something and you've got the Clover machine. That's how you mm-hmm. take credit cards.
Sure.
What if Patreon made a deal with Clover? It says you get free, anything at this store is half off. You know, is that bad for the shoe store? Yeah, but it's great for, it's incentivizing my patrons to go and support Clover, which is a great place mm-hmm. to use your credit cards. Easy.
And if they sell, you know, let's just say 15 times as many shoes as they were going to.
Yeah.
Then even at a loss.
It all evens out. Are you operating this podcast at a loss?
This is the loss leader for our network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This sort of brings people into listening to us.
Mm-hmm. What is the
and
network?
And then we upsell them.
What is the podcast network?
Well, we do we want to unveil this now?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, basically,
I didn't mean to. You don't need to unveil anything. I'm not interested in having anything unveiled.
Yeah, no, we can do it. We can do it.
Asked about it. I mean, that's being interested.
Okay.
We're hedging. Like, we have a bunch of different irons in the fire. So we have, there's the Patreon stuff, obviously. With these changes, I'm not really comfortable becoming like a...
beating someone's ass.
Yeah, like a child pickpocket or like right. beating someone's ass. I could do it. And I can do it in this world. I can do it in the virtual world. I can beat you so hard, I'll send you back and forth between them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really comfortable. I mean, I do comedy. Like, right. that's what I do.
That's
how
I
make
love.
My,
you know what I mean? If I yes. wanted to just be some kind of enforcer, thug type, just strong man, you know, just punishing people, knocking them.
Can you
the
busk?
World
can you
reality.
Busk on the street? Can you do stuff on the street in the patron metaverse?
Here's an interesting idea. It's busking on the street, but it's actually a really famous guy doing it.
Russell
it's
Brand,
like Josh Brogan. And he's out there, and Josh, he's actually the one busking.
Who's Josh Brogan?
Yeah,
Josh Brogan. And he's like, hey, anybody mind if I sing a little tune?
Everyone's
but then he
like,
starts
yes!
singing like a famous Josh Brogan song. And it's like, you sound just fucking like that guy, man.
And so this could be great for Jim. This would be an amazing Jim segment.
Okay.
Well, should so we get is, into this?
This is why kind of we wanted to bring you here, because with these Patreon changes, obviously we're all going to be moving on. And so the natural next step for the three of us in this episode is to create our cordon packet.
Yeah. So we were trying to, you know, find the guidelines for submitting to cordon to be part of that staff. You seem to know so much about his schedule already and everything.
Yeah. yeah
we thought the three of us as a team. You know, you're sort of the name. Uh-huh. You got us. We'll be doing a lot of the work underneath you, right?
As and a writing team, a three-man writing team? Is that
yeah. And honestly, and a team of
stuff
three.
Too. Production stuff, too.
A yeah, team yeah. of three is diverse. It is.
Yeah, that's I wanna
do, how well, often do you see in the writer's room three people together?
A three-man team. It's like the right? Three Stooges. It's like the Three Stooges.
Right?
Right? Right? Right. And that's what we could say that. Say, I mean, we should say that in the meeting, right?
Yeah. Well, I love this
Sasso,
idea.
Sasso, Hayes already there.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Diamantopoulos. Right.
I wonder, by the way, what's he been up to? I'd love to do an IMDb quick search on him, Mo, from the 2012 Three Stooges film?
Wasn't that going to be? Who was that going to be that everyone was
Well,
excited?
It was the original.
Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro, Sean Penn, and Jim Carrey. I think were the
right.
What was rumored to be, I think John C. Reilly was, you know, smartly asked to do Larry. That would have worked out pretty good, I mm-hmm. think, with the hair.
Yep, I can picture that.
I actually went back and watched some of that new Three Stooges movie, and no jokes, it's not that bad.
Sure,
I heard it's pretty funny.
Like they. There's some like they tried to go with too much heart, like try to get us to like the Three Stooges, which is not really of interest
not
to
what
me.
They're for, yeah.
And the stakes are very high.
The stakes are, yeah, they got to save some orphanage, I think, or something. I don't know. But listen, I have so many great ideas when it comes to late night stuff. So
oh,
I can
great.
Just fire or, away if you want. I mean, for Corden, I love, first of all, he's so likable.
Right.
Especially when you get to know about him and you start talking to people that have worked for him or been yep. around him, then it
He's really that
starts
guy.
To,
He's
he
that
really
guy.
Is that guy. So what I would want to do is kind of play against that and have him work, have him go undercover working at a Burger King or so where some yeah. slobs work. Mm-hmm. Right. And mm-hmm. get him in the middle of the, like get him deep south or something. And he comes in as the, all right, everybody. And we get him fully in prosthetic, you know, mm-hmm. totally disguise him.
Mm-hmm.
Make him maybe go, I don't want to go blackface, but definitely change his ethnicity.
Well,
in some way.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Otherwise,
not that,
not
but some
sell.
Other ethnicity.
Yeah.
Not that, but get,
not that.
Get one that we're
Asian
yeah, we're
or something.
To do.
And he comes in maybe as the Asian. This is actually really funny. He comes in, we go to like a, what's a Chinese food, fast food place like
Panda Express.
Panda Express, perfect.
Yeah,
he goes to. We find some fucking Panda Express by the airport in like Indianapolis or some bullshit.
Okay.
You know, just some like they, by the airport. We're just a bunch of losers are working there, and
they
just,
suck.
You know,
yeah,
they suck. They're idiots, and we get him in a full Chinese prosthetic face.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
and we go in there. And he starts, and with a funny, I'm not going to do it now, but you can
well,
imagine.
Well, James, leave that to James. He's
Lay
the
that
performer,
to him.
You know, we're
He's
just
the
pitching
man.
The idea.
But he comes in as the, listen, get this, you guys are going to love this, the president, CEO of Panda Express, comes uh-huh. straight from Beijing or wherever, and he is on a war path. He just found out about somebody, he finds some kid, let's say some 15-year-old kid working minimum wage, part-time, you know, the fucking
moron.
Guy with the mop and everything. He's cleaning the shit at the end of the... He accuses this kid of stealing. He accuses wow. him of
yeah.
stealing. And they take him and put this kid in a limo or some like black van, you know, put a fucking bag over his head mm-hmm. and say, I'm taking you to one of our Chinese concentration camps where the Uyghurs go, right?
Wow.
Empty gun against the, you know, put
yes.
the barrel against his temple. Pull
yes.
the six
hands
times.
Tied behind his back.
Yeah.
And then we put him in some soundstage or something, some simulated thing. And we get the sound of the aircraft carrier or the big DC-10 plane, you know. And then meanwhile, Corden's just reaming him right into the, you think you can steal from me, you motherfucker.
Right. Oh, and then
no, you let me finish. Then
yeah,
you can
sorry,
punch
sorry,
this
sorry,
up.
Sorry.
Then we get him to the stage on Tuesday, and we say, all right, this is where you're going to live for the rest of your life, you pathetic piece of shit. You're going to be uh-huh. mopping up the Uyghurs' piss and shit all day and night. And we open the door, and where is he? But he's on the stage, and there he is in the center stage right in front of a million people watching at home.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And then he's like, what? You know? And he's
yeah.
then he starts crying uh-huh. and laughing. Yeah. And Corden rips off the Chinese man's mask, and you go, ha! Everyone's laughing.
But it's nice. Like, it's really nice.
Well, that's the thing is he gets, we give him $1 million or something.
And his favorite singer.
Yeah, not a million, but yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We make him the manager of the fucking Chinese place. Who cares?
That's bad. Yeah. Yeah, then if like Sia came out and did Chandelier for him or something.
Sia, his
favorite. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Or tickets to Hamilton or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, get him to see Hamilton.
That's really nice.
I love it.
Kind of dovetails like, I think he did that segment for a little while where he would eat like traditional Asian foods and like throw up.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? Mm-hmm. He was like, this is so disgusting. Blah!
Yeah. That's
and so
crazy.
This is almost like, this is making up for that. And like,
well,
and
now of he's course, saying that this food is so good that if you steal it, you'll be shipped off to a concentration camp.
And what I love is the network. I mean, Corden's going to love it, but the network is going to flip and they're going to say, you can't do this, you can't do that. That's why I think we should go in with the most hardcore crazy ideas and let them be the ones to whittle it down.
We're
right?
The artists. It's their job to kind of rein us in, but we give them the wild version. And by the way, if it's funny, Mr. James is going to give them a big old fuck you when they send their little notes.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Kevin, is this like, is this part of the format?
This seem like what they
Is there
need?
The kind of, or is there something where they like take people away? Like, is that like a category?
I'm seeing like monologue jokes. So this kind of could start as a
this
monologue.
Is better than that.
Yeah. It could start like as a very like powerful monologue that like turns into this like behind
very
the
powerful.
Well, Jesus,
monologue.
I mean, I'm just shooting.
Is
it
there
down.
A monologue submission where we're like something really bad happened and we can't do the normal monologue that night?
Yes,
you know
I
mean?
Like this where it's like yeah that whatever Texas has decided to like shoot everybody like and you
right.
just go like hey we can't talk about.
Like, yeah,
we can't. I'm sorry. I know what you come here for is you expect to come out and make you laugh your fucking dick off with these extremely well crafted jokes delivered by a winning professional comedian.
Right.
But tonight we got to talk about something really, really serious that happened.
Or if like the Challenger happened again or something like
the
that.
The Challenger.
Happened.
Yeah.
Well, what about like another way of thinking about this is just tape like an evergreen that kind of can. Don't
just
get
stuff. Yeah.
Don't get specific, and it could be like, listen, it's been a tough day. I don't know if this is the right time for me to be up here acting like a clown, you know. And there'll be a time for jokes again, you know, tomorrow, next day. But right now, my thoughts are with what happened today, And how do we, don't even say victims, because who knows?
It could just be the sun.
But he would say, my thoughts are what happened today, and how, as a people, do we move forward? How do we move forward?
You know how, just to be here
with all of you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And then he could plop that in whenever anything goes down.
I think there could be something interesting for him, too, of saying, like, I wasn't born here.
I'm someone
who has a unique perspective on the American dream.
I love it. I love Americans so much. And then
what it stands for to be
always,
American, what
it
that
is
means.
Such an honor always to be here and be in your homes that when something like what happened today happens, it's as hard on me as it is on you.
Yeah.
And for that, I say, here's a music. Here's who could be the guest? Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran's going to play a song. He's going to play Blackbird by the Beatles. He's going to play that. He's going to do Blackbird.
I think he and Ed Sheeran could do Imagine together, and he would do most of the singing.
Is this is one after 909 from the Beatles? A beautiful version of it.
Piggies. It's just piggies.
Have you seen the little piggies in their starch white shed? I think that we should give him those options. I think he'd be thrilled to know that
he loves
can bank,
having options. He loves being able to.
He can bank those and use them whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have that. That's the monologue set. Like that's locked in. Anything else? And where is it? Is there like a website? Is there like a form that we submit on?
Yeah, do we fill it in or we just kind of, do we send it to you? That can't be right, Kevin.
We could probably like tweet it at him or like try to DM it to him.
I'd rather go through our team, you know, go through our reps.
That's same, me then. Okay.
Same. That's the move.
Mm-hmm.
Go Use through our reps. Team.
Undeniable at that point.
Yeah, because then it's official. Then it's like, A, oh, shit, you have the packet now.
You're like sitting up. At that point, you're like, huh? You know, yeah. You're like, now you're sitting up and paying attention.
Yeah.
You know, when the team is coming for you.
My reps will go like, calls. Let's call Jane over there at the Kevin at the James Corden offices. Because just wanted to give you a heads up that I'm sending over a packet by the new Three Stooges, and it's really, really strong stuff.
Tim, and you'll know that I've loved all your ideas so far. Can I give you a different perspective on just this aspect of it? Wouldn't it be cool if post the Three Stooges kind of designing what becomes the voice of the show, that the story of how we got the job is some unique, crazy prank that we pulled on James, where like we went in posing as, you know, three water cooler, you know, delivery crystal geyser delivery man.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Sparklets man here, and it's like, oh wait, I was the Sparklets man, and we start this big fist fight, and as I like punch Hayes, he spits out one of his teeth, and the tooth is our packet. It like unfolds, you know, and becomes our ideas. And then I go, holy shit, what the fuck is that? Why'd your tooth do that? I guess we better read it. And then we're performing, we're doing the song, we're doing piggies.
I like that. Well, listen, I know a little, I used to know a PA that worked there, and this could be a little more interesting. I don't know if this is, I don't think this is public knowledge, but I'll spill the beans here. James Corden wears diapers. And like, you know, how they say President Trump used to wear diapers.
Most normal thing in the world. Incontinent.
But he's so high echelon, so up there. That's very, it's treated like, he's kind of treated like a baby there. So he has he has his diapers changed by a dedicated production assistant, right?
And this was, you actually, you know this person.
I know, I don't know the person that changed the diapers.
Not the changer,
but
okay.
But they work closely with, after all the PAs like work together.
They all know. Yeah. But that person that's really all they're there to do is change his diapers. When he gets in, his diapers are full, so they change him then. And then after
so he's on a schedule,
like three or four times he makes a mess in his diapers. Not always two, but sometimes, you know, a little bit of both.
A combo, or just like a wet fart or something. Yeah.
So what, I mean, if you're up for this, I think the diaper boys are going to be showing up there with the new, a new supply of diapers. Cause they're the old fashioned kind, the cotton ones, you know, cause he's an environmental freak. So they're the kinds that you get washed and take.
The PA is like, oh God, we're all out of diapers. Nobody washed them. And then it's like, we come, somebody rolls in the big laundry thing.
Yes.
Pop out. Yeah. We're all wearing diapers.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't need to be wearing diapers.
No, we're not wearing.
No, absolutely not.
No. Why would we be wearing diapers?
Them,
I'm not in a diaper.
I feel like we would be in like jumpsuits, like white, you know, workman jump, like painters suit, sort of. Yeah,
we're in jumpsuits, no diapers, no underwear at all. No.
I'd wear underwear. I'd wear normal underclothes. Yeah. T-shirt.
Yeah. And we can't, we can figure that part out.
So we're pooping and peeing right in our underwear.
No. That's what James is up to. That's what he's up to. We're just changing him. And as we're changing him, we say, hey,
diaper.
James, we're the new guys, but also wanted to share some of our comedy ideas with you. And then he goes, wait a minute, security. Yeah. And as security's coming, we're telling him about the Panda Express idea. We're telling him about the Evergreen monologue. Mm-hmm. And as soon as security gets there, he goes, hold one moment. Wait outside. And he's, security guard's still there. Mm-hmm. He still might pull us out by the back of our hair, you know, but... we win him. I think we'll win him over, and then we get the job.
Security. Maybe he sees the security guard being really into it. Like the security guard's laughing, and James feels like he's actually lost touch a little bit.
Yeah.
With this guy, this guy's dirt to him. Basically,
what about this? What if, as we're telling James' idea, he's real pissed at us at first, but then he's warming up as we're getting into it. To sort of acting things out, he starts chuckling and he starts laughing. The laughter's growing. And of course, he's on his back, fully nude with his diapers off. He's laughed so loud, so hard, he starts peeing up, and he's peeing up like a geyser.
And yes, peeing, and we all are.
Peeing in his, not, no, 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 not all of us. I'm saying he's peeing, and he's peeing in our face, and and we don't care because we're getting the job. We know we're getting
yeah, we
know we got it at that point.
And the security shows me, he goes, "Security, thank God you're here."
Yeah.
Throw me out for not recognizing the geniuses who came to change my diaper today. Yes.
And then, of course, as a button, as a capper here, as we're leaving, "All right, we'll see you on Monday, boss. Can't wait to get to work." He goes, "Aren't you forgetting something?" And it's his dirty diapers.
Yeah. Oh, and you still got to do the job.
Still got to do the job.
We take it home.
I love it.
Which one of us will get it? That, because, like,
the diaper.
How do we decide? And this actually
who gets to
goes into
the,
like, the payment structure and stuff. Like, who's going to get the diaper?
Yeah.
Who's going to get the diaper when he
Who
hands it off?
Who gets to keep the diaper that he gives us?
I think, in my mind, it cuts there, and we never, like, in our, in the reality.
So it's just a coda. It's like a post-credits. Like, if you stick around, you get to see who keeps the diaper.
Yeah, you don't play that through in the real world, you know? It just, it's just, once he says, "Aren't you forgetting something?" We go, "We got it? Okay, good. All right, thanks, James. Thanks for the opportunity. See you Monday." I think that's and that's Tuesday, I think that's kind of all we need. Tuesday.
Yeah. Probably Kevin, is that close to
what he wants? Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems really good. And I think that would be like a very powerful segment, as well as this other genius one. I didn't know if you guys know about cell phone profile. You guys heard of this?
Cell phone profile. Yeah. Sorry. You don't know about cell phone profile?
Do you not know? Did you really not know cell phone profile, or is this one of your, like, character things?
Cell phone profile.
Yeah.
Cell phone profile.
One of my favorites.
I'll just tell you.
Is it a band?
James is presented with a song, phone, and text message from one of the phones of the multiple guests. And he has to guess which one it is.
Okay.
Oh, he's like a detective.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hit me.
That's awesome.
So, like, he did that with the cast of Huntsman's Winter's War, and, like, they all lost it. So I don't know.
I mean, that's the Huntsman Winter's War episode.
Chris.
So we could do that. We could come up with some people to do cell phone profile about.
Absolutely. Okay. We may probably would have to write some of what their text messages are, too.
Okay.
And what their song is.
Yeah, let's hit it.
Could look at, like, just like movies. I'm looking up, like, movies coming out.
Mm-hmm.
There's Morbius. There's a movie called Morbius coming out soon.
That could be fucking epic. We cell phone profile Morbius?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we have enough time. I feel like we'd probably go all night.
Yeah. You got to go.
Yeah, I do have to go. In 10
minutes.
But no. So, like, fucking cell phone profile. I was just thinking, like, we could do literally anybody. Like,
think about it.
What about you guys are about to lose. You're gonna lose your shit when I drop
this bomb.
He's got
something. I can see when he's got something.
C motherfucking T. I'm talking Channing Tatum, baby.
Channing Tatum. He could be good.
Uh-oh.
He could be really funny. Cell phone profile.
No,
he gets cell phone profiled.
What about Tad motherfucking Tad? What about Tad Lazo?
Lazo, cell phone profile.
Dude, do you know what that would do? That would fucking blow up the internet. That would be like, what? Tad Lazo's on cell phone profile now. Okay, I'm in.
Oh God, and this and
heart retweet. Like.
The text message is like, you can go home again. And sometimes going home is fucking awesome.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, what if it's like cell phone profile? What are the things? A song and what else?
A text message and a photo.
Song, a text message and a photo. Okay. So the photo is like an eagle and the text message is like hail to the chief. And the song is also hail to the chief. And James is like, well, I don't know. They're like, oh, guest tonight is the cast of Mobius. I don't know who this is. And then out comes out Kamala Harris. Wow.
Oh, damn.
Surprise. Oh. And James is surprised.
Yeah. Or there's like a fucking football, a picture of a football, like a soccer ball.
Okay.
Then fucking text is believe, the word believe.
Okay.
And then a picture of Ireland, right? Or England, or whatever. And he goes, who's the guest? He goes, I know, Tad Lazlo.
Tad Lazlo. Tad Lazlo.
What? And then out comes Jason... Jason's actor, there. Yeah, Sakis. He comes out. What? There he
so
is.
He did,
in,
so he did guess it.
Yeah.
He guesses it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
We should have James guess it right.
I think the segment works if James is really smart.
Yeah. Well, he gets him right. You have to let him get it right every once in a while.
Yeah.
There could be one really weird one that it's like, who could ever get that? You know,
how about this one? You get one that says, picture is of Satriali's meat market. Okay. Mm-hmm. Satriali's meat market.
Mm-hmm.
The text is, hey boss, what time do we, start tomorrow night? What time is our set starting tomorrow night? And what was the other one? That's it.
The song.
A song is born in the USA.
Is born in the USA. Yeah, okay.
The guess is Lil Stevie.
Wow.
Steve Van Zandt.
What if all the Saints of Newark are there? What if every single Saint of Newark walked in?
Imagine.
They got them all.
Yeah.
I think.
Can you hold Lil Stevie up again? Unrequited Infatuations. Wow. I can hear him saying that title.
It's pretty cool. I didn't read it yet, and I will read it. But his poll quotes in the back? I mean, if you're Little Stevie, this is pretty rad. He's got Bob Dylan.
Wow.
And Bruce Springsteen. Who else do you need?
That rocks. That's huge. That book is huge.
His picks.
Damn. Wow.
Wow.
That's heavy. Have you guys heard of Shock Therapy Quiz?
Mm-mm. No, Kevin, he just said he doesn't have time. He has to go.
He doesn't really have time to do like every single segment.
There they are, the fellas.
Me and Jimmy miss him every day. That's what it says. It's nice. Oh,
imagine if Little Stevie got into one of those freestyle rap battles with James. And they're both like clowning on each other, like really getting good digs in, but it rhymes, and also they're like taking it with like good sportsmanship.
Yeah, I could see that. I know Stevie's a big fan of what James Corden's all about. I know he's talked about that on his underground garage radio, satellite radio. He's always going, y'all see James Corden last night? Fucking funny shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's some fucking funny shit.
Some of these cell phone profiles, I don't know how he figures this shit out.
Jim's telling you
the kind of comedy. Jim is changing the game in terms of comedy. He's showing that you don't actually have to be mean to be funny.
It reminds me of early Letterman. Remember when early Letterman felt like you were seeing something special, like the network ain't watching. He's getting away with murder. That's what's going on that late show with Jim Corden.
It's so out there. The stuff he does.
It's like a mix of early Letterman and Dick Cavett, you know?
It's what I wanted Lillehammer to be.
And the guests really seem like they're having fun. That they're not there for a job.
Canned story every time. They get to actually hear James sing a song.
I think they might be having a couple of drinks on set, if you know what I mean, you know? I think they lube them up a little bit. I gotta tell you, I can't get enough of that. I watch it on the DVR. I watch it in the morning.
He DVRs James Corden.
I'll believe anything.
Tell me quickly what shock therapy quiz is.
Old friends face off in a quiz to see who knows the other better. Wrong answers are penalized with a pretty strong electric shock impulse.
Bam.
Wow. Zap them.
Abu Ghraib, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, let's just extend that. We go, okay, we're doing this. Like, let's also do some sexual humiliation, you know? Like, it's like, okay, you get shocked the first round, two wrong, you know, now you're nude, I'm smoking a cigarette, thumbs up right next to your naked body, and just kind of get that going, like, simulating all the way.
Simulating a crucifix with electrical wire, taping your arms up on some 2x4s. Absolutely.
Tad Lasso.
What is this like? These are celebrities, though. These are like, who are these friends? Like Ted, I mean, Chris Evans and who else? Chris Evans.
The whole Knives Out team is there.
Chris and it's got to be Krasinski.
Mm-hmm. John Krasinski.
That'd maybe be
two
fitting.
Boston boys, right?
Oh, yes, going toe-to-toe.
But he's there as Jack Ryan, and that's something that he actually like does in the show.
What about this? Mm-hmm. How about a dream scenario? Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak.
Wow.
Hey-yo! Finally. Now, talk about intimacy. I would love to see more of them together on TV. That would be fantastic.
Oh, no. The only problem? Nobody's getting shocked.
That's true. They
Nobody's
know each
getting
other
shocked.
Too well. Damn it.
Because they're that close.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Cool idea. Except...
Yeah, but swing and a miss.
I got a note. Honestly,
let's just get them on the couch.
TV. Just seeing them know each other.
Let them go on the couch and let... You know what? People loved watching Ken Jennings win Jeopardy over and over again. Maybe they'll just... They come back and they go, oh my God, it's been 50 weeks and not one shock. These two are simpatico. Are they cheating? Someone would say.
Yeah. Is there hand signals?
No. Tim, do you want to talk about the Office Hours, Patreon stuff coming up?
New season of On Cinema.
Yeah.
All that shit, man. It's just all happening at the same time, all the time. What do you want me to say? Office Hours is on, we do it every week. It's a lot of fun. We have all sorts of great guests come in. And it's a morning show, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it really boils down to. It's a call-in show. We, Doug Lusenhop, Vic Berger, and me just clown around. I got real mad at those guys the other day, though. I yelled
finally.
At them.
Oh, what happened, Tim?
I watch it, I'm like, when is he going to punish them?
When's this
I
guy really fucking go off well, on these clowns?
You know, they play the sound effects, the drops, we call them the drops, you know? And it's fun, and it definitely is a good part of the show, important part of the show. But sometimes they get lost in their right behind me is where they sit. Sometimes they get lost in their little sound collage worlds, and they're just blasting away, like especially on Halloween, they're just blasting away like screaming ghouls and murder sound effects.
It's really disruptive. Yeah,
as
it's
I'm
no
trying to interview Devendra
to
Barnhart, I'm trying to interview Devendra, whatever his last name is,
Barnyard
Bat,
and I say, guys. What I need is a nuclear button that I could slam down and just cuts the drops.
Mm-hmm. Kill button.
But then on the other side of the coin, you got the On Cinema season 12 is now, this is all about the paywall, folks. People hate it. They say, well, I want it, but I've gotten this thing for free for so long on YouTube. Well, it was never free. There was always somebody paying for it. Now it's you.
What you were doing then was unethical.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so now it's at High Network, HEINetwork.tv, and it's another $5 a month situation, very affordable. The whole season's there. We've got much more in store. We are just like Westinghouse might have been doing when he started going into the whole CBS situation way back in the 20s. You know, we're building an empire. And... You know, I'll look at your balance sheet and see if I want to maybe start acquiring shows. We'll see. We don't know.
That would be an honor. It's all part of the Patreon family, so we basically are already all on the same team. And they, of course, they want to point out that Office Hours, it is a morning show, but you can drink.
You can get fucked up.
In the new meta universe, like people are actually in there with you. Yeah. They can now hit. I don't know if you saw this in the announcement today. The audience can do drops during the show.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
So they have access to the board. Uh-huh. Anyone can like hit the button at any time.
Yeah.
And they have vodka, unlimited vodka gimlets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that sounds like a great opportunity for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate you guys being friends and not friends. I don't really know you outside of this experience. I know you a little bit.
Felt Hayes. Really good to hear. Maybe we could get there. And I hit a drop potential. Now. Here goes. I don't think so, Tim.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
damn.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss Kanye's Drink Champs interview, the boys celebrate their 200th pro version, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Tim, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Whoa.
That was a HeadGum podcast.